Oh, getting yourself?
Hanging in there. let me double check the spelling of your name. That's SavannahCaballero.
Yes, that is correct, ma'am.
Okay. And where are you from, Savannah?
I'm from Chicago, Illinois.
I think I heard that you are Juliet.
I have both residents. My parents, my dad lives in Chicago, Southside. My mom lives in Juliet.
Okay.
Yeah. Both.
Okay. Did you grow up in one or the other?
I grew up in Chicago. However, I mean, parents being divorced, I lived in both, so... I'm from Illinois. I should just say that.
Okay. Well, because for our purposes, it's a Joliet paper. That's why I'm asking.
Oh, that's completely fine with me.
Okay. And what's your role then with the inauguration?
My role? I am doing the 9x9 man. So it's 9 men going straight up, and then you fill in, and then 9 men going straight across.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about that. I'm unfamiliar with that.
Okay. So what we do is we form up as a platoon, and we march. And we just do rifle movements, so left shoulder to right shoulder, and we take our commands from our commanding officer who's in charge of the platoon.
Okay.
Pretty much look as sharp as possible.
And how do you do that?
Looking as sharp, rigorous training that you get when you come to the ceremonial guard.
Okay. And when did you become part of the ceremony guard?
I initially got here straight after boot camp, around July, a week after July 8th.
Okay, so just this past summer?
Yes.
Okay, now what made you want to get involved with this?
Well, in boot camp, they select you from there based on your rate and your height and your appearance. You also have to interview with some people from the chain of command, some senior chiefs, lieutenants, and others from the ceremonial guard. And they pretty much ask you a series of questions, and you answer. And they give you a rundown in a nutshell what the ceremonial guard is. And they ask you if you want to join. And they tell you how to maintain your physical fitness and, well, education from boot camp so that you can pass boot camp and then you can join the guard. But that's just like the first step. Signing the paper is like the easiest part.
And why was this something you wanted to do?
Well, when they showed us the video when we were in boot camp, I watched it before. There was an Arlington documentary on Netflix. When I was younger, I watched the whole thing, and it was something so interesting to me. I thought, you know, you have these group of people who dedicate their lives and also sign up for the country to serve our country, and they also perform other tasks for our fallen soldiers or people from the military who have served. And I just was always a tidy person as well. So keeping that appearance and having also people look up to you as your role models, because you're not only just there to stand for your country, for your military branch, but you're also the face of them. And you're going to have others that look up to you, that look at you, and anything you do, you're in the eyes of the people at all times. So you have to look sharp.
Okay. So this was something that was kind of in the back of your mind even when you were younger.
Yes, it was. And it was totally out of the... I didn't know I was ever going to get this opportunity, honestly. And when it arrived at boot camp, it was a definite yes.
Okay. And then, what made you want to go into the military?
Well, I've always wanted to go into the military ever since I was younger, in high school.
How old are you now?
I am 21. I'm about to be 22 next week.
Oh. Before or after the inauguration?
I would be after the inauguration, the 26th.
The 26th. Okay. Oh, that's right, because it's next week. Okay. And you said this was something you wanted to do since high school. Why?
I feel like a lot of people have the military, they have it in a negative light. They say that people who go to the military, well, at least from where when I grew up, you know, joining the military wasn't something that you would do unless you didn't have any opportunities to further your education, was my impression. And I never thought that. I always thought that that was something very honorable to do, and it takes a special type of person to want to give up their own freedom to fight for their freedom and the freedom of others.
Okay. So is this something you're planning on making your life's career?
I'm taking it one step at a time.
That is wise.
Yes. I can't make, you know, hasty decisions. I mean, today I could say one thing, but, I mean, I want to focus on my short-term goals so I can get to
what
my...
What are those?
Right now is being the best I can be in my job. And seeing my family, you know, maintaining my physical fitness, pursuing my education. And just
what are you studying?
Oh, well, right now, just the guard stuff. But as soon as I qualify in my specialty, I'll be able to sign up for classes in college. Just taking my gen eds, finishing my gen eds, actually.
Okay.
To get my associates and then figure out from there where I go on.
Okay. And then, you know, as we're nearing the inauguration, you know, and you know, you're going to be, you know, this is a very cool honor. You know, what kind of thoughts are going through your head?
I want to look as sharp as possible. I mean, I want to prep my uniform. I already started doing it. So it's not just like a thing you do overnight. It's a week thing. You know, you see someone's uniform and you want it to look prestige. I mean, I know that not everybody's going to be looking at every detail, but here, you know, we shoot for excellence. And even if it's like the smallest string on your uniform and your shipmate next to you can see it, you failed. I mean, you want to look as sharp as you can.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add?
My family back home is very proud of me, so I also want to make them proud. I mean, I don't get to see them, well, hardly ever since I'm here, and I also I just want to make sure that I do my part as best I can, because I'm not only like representing myself, I'm representing something that's bigger than myself. And I think that it is very important for anybody here living in the United States. You know, this is, you know, one-in-a-lifetime kind of thing that I'm going to do, but it's a one-in-a-lifetime in everybody's life that they're going to come across. And, you know, receiving the new commanding officer the best that we can, no matter what our political views are, he's the new commander-in-chief, and we're going to honor that. And we're going to respect all his decisions and wishes, because that's what we do here in the military. We give up our liberty and our freedom so that we could serve under someone who's going to make our decisions and better our country for our future and generations to come.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much.